Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Run, Rabbit, Run. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
While most people think Napoleon's most humiliating defeat was at Waterloo, I'd like to offer another embarrassing moment in the famed French military leader and eventual emperor's history. The time that he was attacked by thousands of rabbits, creating a scene less of heroism and celebration of the toughness of Napoleon Bonaparte, and more like Easter Bunny nightmare cringe. Today on Ghost Town, the story of Napoleon Bonaparte's bizarre, random, and slightly unexplained rabbit attack. Now, Napoleon was at the peak of his power in July 1807 after signing the Treaties of Tilsit, ending the war between the French Empire and Imperial Russia. That's the background. Okay. In celebration of this historic event, a rabbit hunt was organized by Napoleon's chief of staff, Alexandre Berthier. He arranged a lovely little outdoor get-together at a park he owned within Paris and was ecstatic when the emperor accepted, along with a veritable who's who of the French military. Berthier made sure to do everything he could to make the hunt as pleasing for Napoleon as possible, and the day started with a splendid brunch. Then, on to the rabbit hunt, the main event. Now, Berthier had not been able to source the rabbits from within his property, as rabbits were at the time the most common game eaten in France. He therefore arranged from anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 rabbits, depending on the source that you're reading, to be brought to the park especially for the emperor. The rabbits came from local farmers, enabling Napoleon and others in his party to have plenty to hunt at his little outdoor picnic. Berthier set the rabbit cages at the edge of a huge field. And then, when the time came, the rabbits were released. Shockingly, the throng of rabbits bombarded Napoleon and his men. According to historian David Chandler, thousands of bunnies strategically divided into two parts, flanking the French leader and his guests, demonstrating, quote, a finer understanding of Napoleonic strategy than most of his generals. Of course, shock hit the party, and the angry Berthier immediately organized a little battalion of men with long riding whips to knock the rabbits back and have them scurry away. Initially, this worked, and the rabbits started to run, as they were supposed to. But once again, the rabbits turned on them and came back, attacking everyone, including Napoleon, with, quote, an unspeakable frenzy, climbing up Napoleon's legs and swarming him so much that he stumbled backwards in fear. General Paul Charles François Adrien Henri Dudon Thibault, great name, described the scene in his memoirs, quote, the intrepid rabbits turned the emperor's flank, attacked him frantically in the rear, refused to quit their hold, piled themselves up between his legs till they made him stagger, and forced the conqueror of conquerors, fairly exhausted, to retreat and leave them in possession of the field. Realizing that this was not a fight he could win, Napoleon did flee to his carriage, but the hordes of rabbits seemed to follow him and climbed onto the carriage. It was a huge rabbit mass on top of Napoleon's own carriage. Certainly not deadly, but strange and unexplained and uncontrolled. Eventually, Napoleon's party did retreat, left the park, and the rabbits, well, by all accounts, had won. With the Emperor of France safe, investigations began as to what the hell was going on with this rabbit attack. Now, probably unsurprisingly to you, listener, Berthier was not particularly knowledgeable about rabbits. These adorable, domesticated, fluffy-eared mammals did not run in the park as wild rabbits would have done. They were not scared of humans because they were raised in captivity and believed when they were released that it was feeding time. So these tame hutch rabbits, again, not wild rabbits, were totally comfortable around humans and had actually not eaten since the day before. Thinking that they were having a brunch of their very own, they ran towards the group looking eagerly for food. Humans in the area, at least according to these adorable domesticated rabbits, usually meant a meal. Now, this story is criticized by some as being just a myth, but it did appear on September 10, 1800, in the Journal des Hommes Libres de tout le pays, a revolutionary newspaper, which gives it some credibility. The story reappeared 10 years later in a pamphlet by Louis Goldsmith, an Anglo-French publicist and fervent revolutionary who had worked for Talleyrand and Bonaparte. Goldsmith eventually became a strong opponent to Napoleon, publishing The Secret History of the Cabinet of Bonaparte in 1811, where he himself told a version of this story. Now, every version is a little bit different. In some, Napoleon is enraged by the rabbits. In others, he's delighted and pets them and enjoys having them around. Either way, the rabbits act the same, storming Napoleon and his men like revolutionaries on the Bastille. Most believe the core version of the rabbit story. A rabbit hunt was once organized for Bonaparte circa 1800s, but the rabbits were domestic and refused to act like proper game animals. That all is probably true. The other stuff, Napoleon petting the rabbits, or being enraged, or even having a grand, dramatic escape, might just be embellished tales for the history books.